Basically, like, a black W on a white background, and that's it.
That's it. Wine.
That's pretty funny.
No false advertising. Is it good?
It tastes pretty good. It's actually pretty sweet Chardonnay, I think, for a Chardonnay.
You know what I like, Big Fatty? Tanqueray.
Tanqueray is awesome.
I'm drinking strawberry rhubarb wine.
Mm. Ew.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Ew.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2317 of the BFO for Thursday the 15th of December 2016. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm going to give you my predictions about the Survivor, and can you hear that? Can you hear that? Maybe that's a big one. Hello, leisurers. Big Fatty, it's as if we lived in Walnut Hills. Nothing to do but lay around and ponder the universe for the next 2.5 weeks. Well, oh, okay. Yes, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope... I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you know why you're leisureless, because Big Fatty is a lady of leisure. Yes, Big Fatty, a lady of leisure until the 3rd of January. So, y'all, I'm really looking forward to it. It was a nice day. Nice day in the coal mine on hump day. Y'all, I traditionally take my salty nuts in. Very vulgar. Share them with everybody. Well, Big Fatty, there's enough of them for you to share. No, the pecans. Oh, that's very different. Yes, it's extremely different. Yes, Big Fatty. And so I did that, and y'all, it was just a quiet day. Y'all got the hairs cut today, and just a few little things here and there. Y'all, that is... what is that? Oh, that's the McDonald's. I had a McDonald's from a Brofkus. Y'all before I went to the coal mine, had to do the blood work. Yes, Big Fatty, did they get enough gravy out of you? I don't know. And y'all, then at lunchtime, I went to the Von's East. Yes, Big Fatty. Can you hear that? Can you hear me, Fatty? We hear it. Y'all, I went, as I do on a hump day, I went to the Von's East, Big Fatty, y'all, Vena couldn't understand why I was going over there since I was, this was my last day at work. Well, y'all, I'm in Charleston Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and Sunday morning, you know, gotta have something. And y'all, I didn't really need a whole lot, but I did pick up a few things. And y'all, they had some things on sale that I just couldn't pass up. No, Big Fatty, you couldn't. Y'all, they had the good Russell Stover candies, buy one get one free. So I picked up a couple of those. Y'all, they had one that it was the premium assorted. I'm not quite sure what's in that one. Y'all, they were running a coupon for anything Hallmark. Buy one, get one free, up to $9.99. So y'all, I got some little gift card, little bags. I'm going to put those little tracker things in there when I give them to my family. Y'all, they had the canned vegetables on sale. Buy one, get one free. I got a couple of cans of the new potatoes. Y'all, they had the Jimmy Dean sausage, 2 for $6. And y'all, I got one of the maple flavor and one of the sage flavor. I'm going to make my dressing to go with my turkey and put some of that sage-flavored sausage in that. I hope it'll be good. Y'all, they still had those boneless turkey breasts on sale, so I got another one of those. Y'all, they had the good English muffins, buy one, get one free. I got picked me up a Caesar salad kit. It was buy one, get one free. Y'all, they had the hash brown potatoes, the frozen hash brown potatoes, buy one, get one free. And y'all, I love the hash brown potatoes, so I got some of that. Y'all, I'm going to make me some squash casserole. So I got me some shredded cheese. It was buy one, get one free. Y'all, they had the Sara Lee cheesecakes, buy one, get one free, or a pound cake. And y'all, I just got one of the cheesecakes. Y'all, it's the holidays. Big Fatty needs some cheesecake. Y'all, they had the good Bayfriend, two for $8, which is about a savings of about $3 a pound. Y'all, they had the Honey Bunches of Oats cereal, which I've gotten back in the habit of having that every now and then. Y'all, it was buy one, get one free. I picked up some milk. And y'all, they had cheese balls on sale, two for $8. Y'all spent $67.70, but y'all, I saved $49.44. Yes, Big Fatty! Y'all didn't have any new cards at the villa when I got home on hump day, but y'all, I've got these two that I want to go ahead and open. Y'all, the first one is from the number one fan. You know, he sent me the 5-pound bag of the lemon heads. Yes, Big Fatty, Pucker Power. Yes. Oh, look, Big Fatty, it's Santa Claus. It's a little girl. Sitting on Santa Claus's lap, and it says, "And I want Susie Durkins to get diarrhea real bad." And and you open it up, and it says, "Hope you get what you want, and others get what they deserve." Be very vulgar. Thanks for all you do 5 days a week for us. Hope you and your family have a very merry crema always. Your number one. Big Fatty, that's as cute as it can be. It is. And poor Susie Durkins, she'll be Big Fatty. She'll have something in common with Granny, I guess. Y'all, our last card today is from Amy Kodak Coles. And y'all, it's a beautiful envelope. It's a green envelope, and it's got a red flap on it with a white snowflake. Oh, Big Fatty, look, it's a foil envelope. Oh, and it's got red foil on the inside. And, y'all, you open it up, and there's a couple of crema trees. And it says, "Merry Crema." And, y'all, inside it says, "Have a joyful crema, and may faith, hope, and love be your gifts in the new year." Ho, ho, ho. Big Fatty, she knows you better than we thought she did. No, I think H-O, not W-H-O-R-E. Oh, that's very different. We love you, Kodak and baby Kathleen. Big Fatty, you know she named her child after Miss Bacon, I know. And so... Bill and Amy, thank you so much for the lovely cards. Y'all, I'll remind you again, if you want to send Big Fatty a crema card and you don't have the address, just send me an e-letter. I'll be more than happy to send you the address, and you can put it in the mail to me. Now, y'all, I'm having my mail held starting on next Monday until I get back to Charleston. So, y'all, there'll be more crema cards that come in after I've left that I won't be able to document and read and open. Big Fatty, you document your cards? Well, I guess I do. So I'll have all those when I get back to town. And y'all, I'm heading back on the 27th. I'm sure I'll have an ass load of Big Fatty. We don't need to hear what you are gonna have an ass load of. You know, you'll be more like that Susie Durkins with that vulgar diarrhea.
Born is the king.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Fatty. It's Ricky
and Hendrik
and Tony. Say hi, Tony.
Hello, Mr. Big Fatty.
Oh, even the Mexicans like the fatty,
right?
Yeah, we are walking in the snow. It's
3 inches of snow. That's the shortest dick you've ever seen.
Oh, I bet he's seen Mexican shorter. Dick? I bet he's seen shorter.
Fatty doesn't go for short.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
so
for the size, the
curse. We're on our way to have some awesome Mexican food.
Yes.
Which is Spanish for Mexican food.
Right.
Yes.
Definitely Spanish for Mexican food.
Yes.
But we thought we would give you a call because we know
you fucking need content for your little show.
Right, because you never have any.
No. The mechanic is always cut out.
Weird. I don't know what's up with that. Yes. But we're on speakerphone, so I hope you can hear us.
I'm sure he can hear us. I mean, does he have his hearing aid in?
poor Big Fatty. All right, we're going to... Oh, Hendrik about busted his ass, and I was going to die laughing again. All right, so we're going to go. We will talk with you later.
Yes, we just wanted to say hi from snowy Chicago.
And thank you for calling. Bye.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that, of course, is Big Ricky and Hendrik. From over there, formerly of that perfume Germany, now he's just in, I think he's in the Dirty Pig Germany or something like that. Big Fatty Dirty Pig! Nasty Pig Germany, that's where he is. Nasty Pig Germany. And first of all, thank you so much for the call. Hendrik was spending the last weekend up there visiting Big Ricky. I hope they recorded a little show while he was there. It'd be lovely to hear a little show with them. But thank you so much for the call, and thank you for checking on the elderly. You are out in the cold weather, and you immediately thought, oh, we need to check on the elderly, so let's put a call into Big Fatty. Well, of course, Big Fatty, who else would they call?
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Frankie Shana. I'm calling with my most recent CVS receipt. I bought a new nail polish and two drinks, and I paid 14 cents, so I saved $5.60. So the nail polish was 20% off, so I saved 60 cents there, and then I had a $5 coupon. So my savings value was 98%. Now, how good is it to get two drinks and a bottle of nail polish for 14 cents, and that's including tax? Just saying. Love you. Take care, and I hope you enjoy the content. Bye.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that, of course, is Princess Hana. And Princess Hana, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you, and what a coupon report that was. Big Fatty, she did better than you did. I'm going to tell you what, she's going to put CVS out of business. Yes, Big Fatty, she is, but that was wonderful savings, and Big Fatty, 98%. Now, y'all, you know the goggle gives me a transcript, and y'all, this one made me kerfuffle also, so I thought I'd share it with you. Yes, Big Fatty.
Thank you.
Y'all, it says, hi, Bakari. It's Nancy Tanna. I'm calling with my most recent CVS receipt. I bought a new neck polish, and he would creak. And I paid 18 cents. Should have saved $5.60. This nail polish was 20% off. So see if this isn't there. And then I had a $5 off coupon, so my savings value is 98%. Now, how good is it to get two drinks and a bottle of nail polish? 14th accident, including tax. Just said love you. Take care, and I hope you drive the content. Bye. Big Fatty, I just love it when Nancy Tanna calls us. Oh, I know, it's just lovely.
Hey, Fat, it's me. You know, I'm spittin' mad. You, sir, are an embarrassment to the English language. I love how you toss around phrases like famous, like you're famous nuts. Really? Are they really famous? Are they? Really? Also, your brand new voice line that's now going on a year old. And also, hot wine. That was the one that particularly got me. Hot wine. It's mulled wine, sir. It's mulled wine. It's a Christmas tradition. Hot wine. What the fuck? Oh, by the way, this is Daniel. Hi.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that is that Daniel Bieber. Big Fatty, has he ever called us before? Not from his jalopy, I don't think. But Daniel, thank you so much for the call. Big Fatty, you know, he's got plenty of time on his hands now that Dubious Intentions is on a hiatus. It's true. Daniel, can you give me a description of, how would you describe mulled wine? Big Fatty, I'd say it was a hot wine. I think so too. And Daniel, I think if you were to ask Straight Bob if my nuts are famous, I think Straight Bob, in fact, Straight Bob, just you, I'm not gonna influence it. You just put are my nuts famous, Straight Bob? Ready? You're just horrifying. Your international straight boyfriend is just, oh, Big Fatty, he's just, oh, no! Now, y'all, before, as I'm recording this, they haven't had the Survivor finale yet. So, y'all, there are only six players left, three from the Gen X and three from the Millennials. Brett, who is the police officer, I think he's from Boston, that came out on the show. I don't think he's got a chance to win. Ken, who is the model, I like Ken, and I think he's got a chance to win, and he's got the legacy advantage that we don't really know what that is. Anyway, y'all, David, who is the one that whined and cried about everything, y'all, I think he can win it simply because I think he's had the most growth on the show. But he's got to get to the final three. That's all I got to say. Jay, who is the chicken boy with the long hair, I think he's got a chance to win mainly because he's young and strong and can win some challenges. Hannah is the only girl left, and y'all, she's just kind of been goofy and all, but y'all, I think she has a chance to win also. But y'all, Adam, oh dear, Gussie, Adam, whose mother has the cancer, he's a lot of people think he's gonna have a chance to win it, and Daniel Bieber has given me his list of people, and y'all, Julie is going to be watching tonight, too. Y'all, she sent me a beautiful picture that she took of the snowy, y'all, and it's kind of mosaic and all this. It's just lovely. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, Big Fatty, was that Mr. Cackle? It was indeed, Mr. Cackle. And Mr. Cackle, what do you think of Big Fatty's recap of the Survivor?
Ew.
Big Fatty turned his nose up like he was smelling Granny's adult diaper.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.